Okay, the most outrageous thing over the weekend, and we're talking a weekend in which the Biden administration attemptedly to start World War III. Somehow, by the way, Biden is not mentally well enough to run for a second term, according to the Democrats, but is also mentally well enough to oversee the launching of potentially World War III. We'll just lob some missiles at Russia. They're a nuclear-armed country. And yeah, Biden can handle it. Y'all said he couldn't handle being your nominee. How can he handle World War III? That'll be fine. I'm just the irony here again. I mean, they told us Trump was going to get us into World War III. It was just so much danger because Trump was crazy. You remember?
Oh yeah.
They even brought on psychologists to say how crazy he was. He was, and oh, remember Nancy Pelosi? We're going to have to take the codes away from him. Remember all of that?
Mm-hmm.
He's too nuts. It got so crazy, in fact, that remember Milley, the traitor, called up the Chinese in an act of absolute treason and told them, "Hey, don't worry. If Trump tells me, you know, to go to war with you guys or launch missiles or whatever, don't worry, I'm not going to do it." And then remember, he had the top brass of the military pledge allegiance to him instead of Trump. I can't believe he's not inside a prison cell.
That right there is insubordination at the very least.
Yeah. And when you do it in partnership with our worst enemy on earth, that's just another day in Washington. But I mean, wow. So all of that, right? Because Trump was today, he was so scary and so dangerous. We have to protect the world from Trump. And look at Joe the senile launching missiles into Ukraine, and everybody acts like this is normal. Well, no, you said he couldn't handle running for office. He certainly can't handle this, and y'all have nothing to say about it. Which is it? He's senile, crazy, or what? No, he's fine. He can launch the missiles. He's got this under control.
I think this is a strategy to continue that the whole concept that Democrats want to put forth that Trump is a Putin patsy. What they will do is set this up so that that threat is there against Russia. Trump backs down from it. Then they turn around and say, oh, that's because he's buddies with Putin.
Same people over the weekend calling for an investigation of Elon Musk because he had phone calls with the Kremlin.
Yeah.
Musk has spoken to over 100 heads of state.
Yeah.
In fact, he's been talking to the Kremlin going back 20 years because he was getting space equipment from them for his, like, for his companies. But here's the thing, okay? I don't want to hear a word from these Democrats. I don't want to hear Russia out of their fat mouths. You know why? Because Joe Biden, his family took $20 million from Russia. And these people who want Musk, the set of Democrats were calling over the weekend for Musk to be investigated over the phone calls, a couple of phone calls with Russia. Okay, we'll do that. But we're going to start after we investigate the $20 million the Bidens took from Russia via Rosemont Seneca. It's $40 million total, but the Rosemont Seneca tranche is $20. For what? Real estate services, consultation services. Hunter Biden doesn't have real estate experience. What was that for? Oh, we don't want to talk about it. Okay, well, our guy hasn't taken a dime from Russia. Your guy has. Oh, and by the way, he didn't report it to the IRS, which is money laundering. That's a felony, which is why he's currently on trial. So would you guys care to talk about what Russia was buying for the tens of millions of dollars?
Yeah.
No. All these people not interested. They don't care. Not interested. It's okay if Biden is literally owned and blackmailable by Russia, but it's also not okay if Elon Musk makes a telephone call to Russia, as he has done many times the last two decades. Do I have this straight?
Pretty much.
These people are crazy if you watch them day to day. But the news story is that Trump, who is, as we know, a Russian asset somehow, that it has appointed another Russian asset, Tulsi Gabbard, to oversee, to be the director of national intelligence, overseeing 18 intelligence agencies.
Of course, she was fine when she was a Democrat candidate for president. But
yeah, no, that was cool. That was totally good.
But now.
My favorite is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, honestly, going on about how Tulsi Gabbard, she's a Democrat, over the weekend, how Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian asset. Okay, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the head of the DNC, Democrat National Committee, the heart of the Democrat Party. Do you know who her vice president was? Tulsi Gabbard, the Russian agent. So was she Russia compromised when she was number two in charge of the DNC working with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or no? Did that come later? Debbie doesn't say.
She's considered to be essentially by most assessments a Russian asset and would be the most.
Is that how you
dangerous
consider her? Is that what you consider
yes
her?
Oh, yes. There's no question. I consider her someone who is likely a Russian asset who would be as the DNI responsible for managing our entire intelligence community, hold all of our most significant intelligence information and secrets, and essentially would be a direct line to our enemies. And so the irresponsibility of these appointments.
This is ridiculous. She offers no proof of any of that.
No, of course not.
And Gabbard needs to start suing these people for slander. I mean, this is just over the top. Okay, here's her evidence, if you will.
Tulsi Gabbard is someone who has met with war criminals, violated the Department of State's guidance, and secretly, clandestinely went to Syria and met with Assad, who gassed and attacked his own people with chemical weapons. She's considered to be, essentially, by most assessments, a Russian asset.
Well, how about the U.S. bases that are currently in Syria that the Biden administration continues to lord over?
Okay. John Kerry met with the Iranians multiple times during the Trump administration to tell them to hold on. The Democrats were going to save them. And that's just smart diplomacy, right? That's not meeting with one of our worst enemies on Earth. Now, that's just cool, right? When Tulsi Gabbard, and by the way, she did not sneak and meet with Assad. Her office announced it. And when she met with Assad at the time, Trump and Putin, you will remember, had partnered to destroy the caliphate that was on the border between Iraq and Syria. We were working in an open and very successful partnership with Russia to destroy 35,000 strong city full of ISIS fighters, yeah, who, if you remember, were trained by the CIA and the Pentagon in Jordan. That made them kind of mad that Trump switched sides, went against the Pentagon, and killed them. Now, we have been training ISIS jihadist fighters as proxy troops for years, and sometimes effectively. We did it in Afghanistan. The Mujahideen, unfortunately, one of them was bin Laden, and that didn't work out so well for us. So training jihadists, maybe not the best idea long term to use as a proxy army. But she went and met with Assad. She did not hide it. And at the time, again, we were in partnership with them to eliminate the greater threat, which was ISIS. So for her to be doing that is, I don't think, that big of a deal. She was very open about doing it. It's what's called diplomacy. And yet somehow, Lee, though, it's not a problem if John Kerry goes behind Trump's back right while he's still in office, yeah, and meets with the Iranians. Like, right, that's totally cool.
It's not like there's any kind of law against that.
No. Actually, there is a law against
that. That's my point.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And tells them, hey, ignore this administration. We're going to hook right you up. And they did. They lifted the sanctions. So the idea that this somehow, I don't even understand it. But John Brennan, former head of the CIA, to come out over the weekend as he did and accuse her of being a Russian asset, regurgitating the Russia hoax.
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is the guy who signed the letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, and therefore all of the crimes, many felonies documented on it, then couldn't be real. In other words, he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And never forget, this is the thing about John Brennan. It is amazing to me he is not on the inside of a jail cell somewhere. This is a guy who in the summer of 2016 went to the Biden Obama White House and told them, and he wrote in his own handwriting, his own notes to cover himself, hey, listen, Hillary has made up the Russia collusion hoax. Russians have found out about it. They're angry. I want to let you know. This thing's gone too far. So he knows it's a hoax. He knows Hillary made it up. He then proceeds to go on the television for almost 2 years telling everybody it's true. The opposite of what he told Obama and Biden in the summer of 2016 before Trump was even elected. So that guy, John Brennan, that guy has the audacity to accuse Tulsi of Russia collusion when he knows Russia collusion isn't even real. Hillary made it up.
I think there's so much uncertainty about what Ms. Gabbard would bring to the job. As you pointed out, you know, she has been an apologist for Vladimir Putin and Bashar Assad. So many of her substantive comments, as well as previous actions, have called into question whether or not she has a good understanding of global politics and the U.S. role there. But
I think she has a perfect understanding. That's why he's so twerked out about it. He's not a liar. She's not a liar like
no.
him. Why? How is this guy even on television? He should be a laughingstock.
Yeah.
He should have no credit. He should never appear on TV again. He literally made up the Russia collusion hoax, knowing the whole time it wasn't real. And then spun it on TV for years using their air to lie. And they let him back on. Why did they let him back on?
Because they have no interest in the truth. They only want to advance a narrative.
I mean, you can't find anybody else from the CIA to talk on your little station that's lost half of its ratings. Nobody else, just that guy. Got to be that guy. No. What is it with these people?
I know.
So, anyway, my favorite tweet of the weekend, and it was absolutely amazing, came from Elon Musk. And he was basically, the headline was CNN posts lowest rated Tuesday in critical demo in 24 years. And Elon Musk retweets the headline. CNN posts worst Tuesday performance among key demographics since Clinton administration. And he tweets out to all of his followers, you are the media now. And that's so true. So true. I mean, these, between CNN and MSNBC, they are down 40 and 50% respectively in prime time right now. And you're watching it fall apart. You know why? Because you have liars like John Brennan on, who's already been thoroughly discredited, and you're still talking to him. Why? Why are you talking to him?